This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That banana peel right
What a bunch of stupid, idiotic nonsense. My God, the world has gone crazy trying to figure out whether you can actually slip on a banana peel. The things, let me introduce myself and everybody else who's here for the new Unwashed at 7 past Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen, and all these people who are talking about this new dangerous banana peel challenge, one of the trending stories at DougSteffen.com. How idiotic, how stupid do you have to be? I'm listening to the network newscast, and they're talking about the banana peel challenge. One person who starts this, and then it goes viral. And so it occupies our time for how much? And we've talked about it, Kara, two or three times already this morning in various hours. And there's even some comment on our Facebook and Twitter pages about the stupidity involved in this sort of thing. Hello? Why?
So a kid
it's just a relief from the rest of the nonsense around.
But a video. He wants to test.
Whether, one kid.
Like in the old cartoons, you know, where you slip and fall.
A banana peel slippery.
So he posts a video of himself testing the theory. If you step on a banana peel, will you slip and fall? He does, of course. And bam, it goes viral, and now it's everywhere. Hashtag banana peel challenge.
Okay. Let's talk about, I want to talk about Michaela Omer.
Who's she?
Michaela Omer is 11 years old. She has created a beverage business. Not neighborhood lemonade stands. This young lady is from Texas. She was on Shark Tank. And she got a $60,000 investment.
For lemonade?
For a lemonade stand. She has a company called Be Sweet Lemonade. B-E-E-S-W-E-E-T. Be Sweet Lemonade. She's now distributing it to Whole Foods. Listen to this. She's 11 years old. Here she talks about people doubting her as she started her business.
When I first started out, I was selling in plastic bottles out of my lemonade stand twice a year. It was kind of just like a little hobby then. There are definitely some people saying, oh, you're 4 years old. You cannot start your own business.
How about that? So now, going on Shark Tank, which is really quite an interesting show. If you don't, I think it's on Friday nights on ABC. It really is quite...
check this out.
Rough. But this 11-year-old girl, she's been now into Whole Foods, and so she was asked to give some advice to other young people who might want to try to do what she's done.
Some advice that I would give to kids or adults wanting to start their own business is that working hard is a must. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, you definitely have to be okay with working hard. Another piece of advice is to create a business that you have a true passion for. Because the more passionate you are about what you do, the more fun that you'll have while doing it.
I'd love it.
And my final lesson is that you can still be sweet and be profitable. So when I started Be Sweet Lemonade, I thought I would have to choose between making money and helping save the bees. And over time, I realized that I could do both and be what is called a social entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. What a smart kid.
11 years old. So what she does here, as you can probably imagine from the name, her great-grandmother gave her a recipe, and that's what she used, and it requires getting honey. And there's a picture of her floating around, of her dressed up in the garb that you have to wear in order to get to the bees' hive and get the extract the honey from it. But she's got this flaxseed and honey recipe. That's why Whole Foods likes it, because
it's got mint, flaxseed, and honey.
Honey.
Lemonade that her great-grandmother gave her. She was selling it, and everybody loves it.
Yeah. Good for her. God love her. That's the kind of stuff I'd rather be talking about that than this other nonsense that we spend all our time on.
And it's cool because she found out about this because she was stung by a few bees when she was four, and yeah. that's when she started working on it, and she was scared by that. But then she started researching, basically, you know, why bees do what they do.
Yeah.
And so after she found out that, you know, because people have started talking about how bees are declining, how there's not that many. And yeah. so she started working on this, and now she donates part of the proceeds to a foundation that rescues bees.
Yeah. There you go. Would you rather talk about that than the story that so many people in the news media are focused on, this aid to the Alabama governor who admitted to making inappropriate remarks to this lady. They say they haven't had an affair, but Rebecca Mason resigned yesterday. In a statement sent by the governor's office, she said she would no longer be his political advisor or be paid by his campaign. The governor publicly admitted that he made inappropriate remarks. He wouldn't have made the statement had they not been leaked. But once again, people forget that there's no such thing as privacy. There's always a microphone on. There's always a camera on. So somehow or other, this guy, Robert Bentley, got recorded on the phone with her. That wasn't clear to me. She wasn't recording it, I don't think, because I didn't hear her voice. But anyway, the inappropriate relationship, whether it did or didn't take place, took its toll on her. So why should the woman, I guess, Kara, I would be curious. I don't see why she should be the one who suffers, unless she just doesn't want to. I don't know if she's leaving on her own or not. Why should she suffer because of this boob?
Because he makes the inappropriate statements.
Yeah. Why should she have to leave? He should be fired. They should impeach him or somehow they get him out of there.
Hey, I don't know what it is about people who get into these situations, politicians who get into these situations
yeah.
and refuse to leave. I'm going to stay.
Right.
It's obviously because they watch every other politician who gets into the situation. I mean, if Marion Barry can be reelected in Washington, D.C.,
yep.
why ever quit anything?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
May you rest in peace.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical update. News of the week affecting you up next here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, we have 15 past the hour now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day program. Before we get to some of the news of the week, I think I told you the last time that I was there that I was having these problems with a bloody nose. And the only reason I'm talking about it today is because it comes and then I stick a Kleenex up there and it stops. But it's really been bleeding pretty consistently this morning. And I am, I guess, thinking I need to go get it cauterized. Isn't that what you told me to do if it got bad?
I think yes.
You told me what to do. How do you do that for other people who have bloody noses? Is that something that's, for all of us, something serious or easy? Somebody just picks something up your nose? And
when you have a bloody nose, you have to make sure your blood pressure is under good control. You have to make sure there's no blood bleeding problem. You know, usually we'll check and make sure your platelets are okay, your coagulation factors are good. And then if it's still not bleeding, when you put some pressure on it, when you just hold your head in the right position, then you got to go in there and cauterize it.
Really? I sent you my blood test stuff yesterday. You happen to see it? Then you could look at it and see whether what you just asked me is a part of the thing. I think it looked pretty good to me. So you can, in your free 30 seconds today, you can look at it and say, okay, let's see what's going on with him. Anyway, but I think most of my signs are, this has just been a problem I've had for 2 or 3 years, and it seems to be getting more and more of a problem.
This is a bad allergy season.
Getting started, yeah.
And just be careful how you blow it.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's get to the story about addiction, this anti-addiction drug that might curb painkiller and heroin dependence. What's that story?
This is good news, and this is a story that's been in the news so much. Washington has picked it up. It's just out there. This is New England Journal of Medicine this week. Doug, opioids, and this is the national story, including prescription painkillers such as OxyContin, Vicodin, and Percocet, as well as the street drug heroin, killed more than 28,000 people. The last year we measured was 2014. The newer anti-addiction drug, naltrexone, may become an important weapon in the country's escalating addiction to opioid painkillers and heroin. Monthly injections of extended-release naltrexone, which blocks the euphoric effects of opioids, results in a significantly lower relapse rate among treated addicts compared to a similar group that did not receive naltrexone. Additionally, during the six-month study, there were no overdoses in the naltrexone group. So this is real hope.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are wondering why Patty Duke died at 69. We've had, Alan Rachin, is that the English actor's name, who died, and Glenn Frey, all these people, somebody else that was well-known died at the age of 69.
Bowie.
Oh, that's right, David Bowie. What's going on with this? Is a young age. What's happening to my generation?
The yuppie heroes of us growing up. Actress Patty Duke, died this past Tuesday as a result of sepsis from a ruptured intestine. She was 69. Sepsis, Doug, is the body's overwhelming and life-threatening response to an infection. Sepsis can lead to tissue damage, organ failure, and death. There are more than 1 million documented cases of sepsis every year in America, and it's the ninth leading cause of death-related deaths.
Good Lord. Who would have known? I never knew that. Sepsis. I thought she's been addicted to a lot of stuff, and she was a big smoker.
Anyone can get sepsis from an infection, but really? The risk is higher in people with weakened immune systems, babies and very young children, elderly people,
Her, a weakened immune system. All right, let's get ourselves healthy. Let's get things going. Let's have some help from Super Beats. Dr. Ken, brought to you by this product that is being taken by millions of Americans, and they see amazing benefits. What are the benefits?
This is how to get your immune system strong. This is how to get your blood pressure down, how to get your circulation nice and soft. Nitric oxide, it's the third most important gas in the body behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. Nobel Prize winning information in 1998. That's why a lot of doctors don't even know about it, because it was only discovered in 1988. If you went to medical school after that, you did not hear about it. This is so important from head to toe, the circulation. The brain uses this. It's a signaler in the GI tract. Very important. Your body needs to continuously make it. And Super Beats creates the products that the body uses to make this product over and over.
All right. So here's what you do if you're smart. Take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Get your blood pressure where you want it to be. Get healthy blood everywhere in your body. 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Game, I think, is Monday, isn't it? Monday or Tuesday?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. And the weather seems to be better around the country than it was last year at this time for the beginning of the season. Remember how cold it was as the season, the first pitch of the season was thrown out? I think there was ice still on the state.
I used to be all into going to the opening game.
Oh, yeah, it's too cold.
It's, after 3 or 4 years of freezing my buns off, right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pass. I'm waiting for May.
Right, exactly. But people are excited. It's cool. Our poll today, Doug Steffendahl. Well, it's the best of all the sports, I think, even though there still is cheating in it.
No, it's, I mean, it's the experience.
Fun. Yeah, go to the park.
Going to a baseball game is the best experience.
Yeah, it's fun. Kids love it. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, with the start of the baseball season this weekend, we want to know your favorite baseball movie. Field of Dreams, The Natural, Major League, Damn Yankees, Bull Durham. What other ones have been around that were good? So just let us know as you take the poll.
We watch
people do every day.
DougSteffen.com. Yes. Last Sunday morning, I walked in the kitchen and my wife found Field of Dreams on the TV, and I'm like, "Oh no!"
I saw it. Yeah.
No. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's 2 hours of my Sunday just gone now.
See you later.
You can't walk away from the movie.
No.
We watched it. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie.
Great movie. Our video of the day today, speaking of wonderful, is from the YouTube travel channel Way of Life. Features two people driving their Jeep along a special stretch of Route 66. You ought to have the theme from that old TV show around there somewhere, Richie.
I'm sure I do.
You sure don't want to play it, but at any rate.
Yeah, I'll go find it for you.
I have found, I know exactly what they're talking about. I've been on this, the entire state of New Mexico, Route 66 across the state is a great ride.
It's one of my bucket list items.
It's a great ride. Length of Route 66 has a series of grooves cut into it. It's a rumble strip, actually. You drive over them at exactly 45 miles an hour. The sound of your vibrating tires will play a portion of America the Beautiful. Apparently, this is a project that the National Geographic Society worked on in conjunction with the New Mexico Department of Transportation for a series they were doing called Crowd Control. The purpose of it is to develop a way to encourage drivers to slow down. So you got to see the video to sort of put it together. But here's the audio from A Way of Life traveling Route 66. Listen, America the Beautiful.
site and listen to this because it might be hard to hear.
Yeah.
Here,
but basically, they
pulled over the white line off the road onto the rumble strip, and whatever the length or the depth of the rumble strip is, in that order, it makes the song on your tires. Whose job is it to sit there in a laboratory and figure out how to make this work in pavement? What do you think that guy's business card says?
I don't know, but you know what? It is refreshing when we're lost in all of this crud that's all around us about Trump and what he said or didn't say, or what's happening in the Middle East or the terror. This just goes
to prove America is the greatest country on the earth.
That little 11-year-old girl that started her business, the lemonade business.
And an 11-year-old girl can become a millionaire and selling lemonade.
Lemonade to Whole Foods.
Awesome.
It's great stuff.
No wonder people sneak under our borders every single day to get in.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I want
to go to America and create a rumble strip that sings song.
Uh-huh.
Sell lemonade with flaxseed, become millionaire. America is great.
Okay. Well, Pierre's better at saying those things. 28 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. New Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. New Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stories here. And leave that on the doorstep. The program is brought to you by an amendment to the United States Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. We all have the freedom to express ourselves here, so express yourselves. A great old song called Express Yourself. I always loved, maybe for the reason that I always have wanted to be heard. So here I am.
Boom, boom, boom.
Anybody listening? Hi, good day with Doug and my friend Richie and Kara are here. Often the tone for the half hour is set by the first or second thing that I may discuss with you. So let's see if we can set a tone here, Richie.
Okay, make it a good one.
The Illinois...
If I don't like your tone, I might have to cut you off and do something else.
Right. Okay, so here's a fellow pretending to have a gun. Kidnapped a motorist, forced him to drive to two different automated teller machines. Kidnapper then proceeded to withdraw money from his own bank accounts. Next. 9-year-old boy from Manassas, Virginia, received a one-day suspension under his elementary school's drug policy for bringing certs to school. Joey Hoffer allegedly told a classmate that he would take the mints to make him jump higher. Student in Bell, West Virginia.
I might use that tomorrow.
Suspended for 3 days for giving a classmate a cough drop. School principal Forrest Mann said the school's zero tolerance policy, not to be confused with the zero intelligence policy, was the reason the kid was suspended from school. Gave a classmate a cough drop.
You know, I'm going to say we should have a law to...
My God.
Abolish zero tolerance rules.
Yes.
Because when you do that, all common sense is just out the window.
Out the window. Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me see.
Yeah.
Yep. The law says I have to do this.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Fire investigators on Maui determined the cause of a blaze that destroyed a home. The short was in the homeowner's newly installed fire prevention alarm system.
Beautiful.
A man walked into a Topeka quick shop.
Topeka.
Which is like 7-Eleven in the Midwest. Asked for all the money in the cash register. He looked in the cash register. There wasn't much money in there.
Right, yeah.
So he tied up the clerk, put him in a closet, and he took care of business for the next couple of hours and kept all the cash.
Well, hey, everybody deserves a break.
My God.
You know, that's the thing. What did I hear yesterday?
Did you hear yesterday?
The fact that everybody uses credit now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't carry any cash. I mean, I don't pay for anything in cash anymore. Do you?
I got $400 or $500 cash in my wallet right now.
Everybody hit Doug Steffen up there.
There you go.
But I know where I'm going after this.
But in general, I mean, you look, I was somewhere a month or two ago, and I asked the how much cash do you usually get on a typical day? Mm. It's like at an ice cream store, and they're like, maybe $100.
When I used to run.
What do robbers do now?
Yeah, well, that's
how do they rob a store? They cash in the cash register.
they do.
What do you do?
Put the lock the guy up in the closet like this guy did and run the store for a few hours and take what you can take. When I used to have the ice cream store, had the dairy store at the farm, we were perplexed. There was cash and there was credit. And even for ice creams, as you were suggesting, people are using credit cards. And, you know, it takes 3%. You have to figure that whatever margin you have, lessen it by 3% because that's going to go to the credit card company. And
right.
So sometimes that affects the price. And you see it most normally at the gas station, where if you buy and pay cash, it's one price. If you use credit, sometimes it's 2, 3, 4, or 5 cents more.
Or at Asian delis.
Still. What happens at the Asian deli?
I go to the Asian deli down the street, man. Like, oh, cash only.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's Uncle Sam says thank you.
Yeah, right.
That's cheap.
People. Okay. So yesterday we were talking about female soccer players giving their brains to science after they die, because some of them feel that there's just as much of a problem with concussions in female soccer players as there are with men who play football or hockey, whatever, wrestling, boxing. So today's story involving soccer players is an allegation that the United States women's national soccer team, which is the reigning Women's World Cup and Olympic champion, are not getting paid the same as the men who are doing the same thing. So they're going to file a federal complaint today in court charging the U.S. Soccer Alliance with wage discrimination. Women not getting paid the same as men, which is, if true, and I have no reason to doubt that it's true, just another story on the ladder of piggery, that men run these organizations, like they run businesses, and for some reason they get away with not paying women as much as they pay men for doing the same thing.
You know,
they don't bring in the crowds and all that stuff. I'd rather watch women play soccer than men.
I don't know. If it's apples to apples, okay, I'm good with it. But I heard a study the other day.
You okay?
Being talked about. It's just frustrating.
I know, it's frustrating.
So, and they were talking about how women were only earning 86 cents on the dollar that the man.
It used to be 74 cents. At least there's an improvement.
Right, but they were comparing the CEO of a company accountant of a company.
No, it has to be equal job, apples to apples.
Why are you even telling me this? Right. You're not comparing apples to apples. Of course the CEO of the company is going to make more money than the accountant.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is whether or not you pay the women that work for you at Radio America the same as you pay the men for doing the same thing.
For the same job, sure, I don't care. Kara makes more than the guy that she replaced.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how does that work for you, Kara? Wait a minute, there's discrimination. Call 48 and let's get him on the line.
But the thing is that the information that you hear every single day, are they comparing the apples to apples, and are they giving you false information? Mm-hmm. That's what irks me about this stuff.
Okay, so this is, Kara is, and I've said this, I think, even on the air. Michael was good, Kara's better. Kara's better than anybody that I've had. She's certainly better than you.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Okay, just to get everything straight. Everybody loves everybody. Here we all have a function.
Kara's wonderful. It's a love fest around here for Kara.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Good for her. Job security.
Notice how quiet she is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay over here and let you guys keep complimenting me.
Okay, that's
good. Sounds
good
to me.
All right, what's it like being married to the world's most wanted terrorist? The leader of Daesh is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
That guy.
His ex-wife has written a book. Actually, she's in the process of writing it, so she was interviewed in some Swedish newspaper and has some revelations. She said that after her first husband died in an Iraqi resistance group, he was caring for her young twin boys, her uncle approached her father about a potential new husband. Remember, they don't choose their husbands over there. The family, the fathers and the grandfathers choose the family. So they're looking to pick a new husband for this woman. She's a widow. The new husband was the current leader of Daesh. She said, quote, I married a normal person who was a university lecturer. At the time, his name was Hisham Mohammed. And then she moved into his house with her children, which was a tough arrangement that the first wife of al-Baghdadi also had. Apparently, they have a small apartment someplace, and this guy was married before, and his first wife left. I didn't know you could do that. I thought they just bumped you off and they didn't like that.
Define left.
I'm not sure. It just says the first wife left. Yeah. And the article I'm looking at, he was mysterious, wasn't very talkative, she said in the interview. Sometimes he would just disappear for days at a time. She didn't involve herself in anything that he was doing. She didn't really notice anything that suggested he was part of the Syrian resistance, which in fact he was. He was a normal family man. How he could become emir of the most dangerous terrorist organization in the world is a mystery to me. She says that he loved the children and was their idol.
I bet he was a hoot on Bring Daddy to School Day.
Yeah, tell us what you do for a living, Dad. She said, I just didn't love him. He was somebody you couldn't have a discussion with. He was cold, distant. He would only talk about things that were with regard to the children, or he'd ask me to go do something, to fetch things, orders, nothing more. So she decided to leave. She fled.
No text on the dating game. Lisa, this is your next potential husband. He likes to wear bomb belts, drive cars with C4 in the trunk, and just be an all-around nuisance to the rest of the world.
That's it. Anyway, let's see what happened.
Also, tell them what they won, Johnny.
I'm trying to think of one other trip
on an airliner.
Oh, he's impregnated her. She's got a daughter cooking in the. Or maybe she's had it by this time because she left him in 2014.
Card carrying member or future terrorist of America?
Something to explore, isn't it, huh? 43 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
44 past the hour here on Good Day. Ken Williams is the CEO and chief economist at Gold Goliath, which is a retirement investment company. He's got 25 years in the business, and he has some interesting ideas. A lot of people look at what's going on in the markets. I was talking about this earlier, Ken, how good the markets are. And when it comes to precious metals, do the value of these metals reflect on what the market is doing? As the market goes up, do the values of these metals go up?
In an era of free markets, that's correct, where you have actually the markets setting the prices, but we don't have that anymore, whether it be Wall Street or the physical precious metals. Basically, what we're seeing right now is the Fed has lost control after almost 8 years of trying to pump up the stock markets. The stock markets, really the performance should be indicative of the U.S. economy. And if the U.S. economy is healthy, then individuals are investing in their 401s. The stocks are rising. But what we've seen over the past many years, primarily since 2008, the majority of jobs added in the U.S. have been part-time low wage, those that are available. Well, at the same time that the U.S. economy is struggling, we've seen the stock market rise. January 1st of 2016, we saw the realities of what's really taking place in the markets. They don't have anything foundationally supporting their credibility anymore, with the exception of lip service taking place. So basically, that's what's taking place, is the markets are telling us there's no productivity to support the gains that you've seen. And that's why we've seen drastic losses coming in beginning January 1. And from that date, we saw the stock markets rise, but the majority of that was based on individuals liquidating their short positions, giving a false illusion that everything is okay and that the markets are bumping back up, when in actuality, Doug, they're not.
Well, shorting is something a lot of people don't really understand. You're basically betting against rather than for, whether it's a commodity, a stock, whatever it is. And so, and I have a friend, by the way, as an example of this, who's in the oil and gas business, and he's made a ton of money this year betting against himself, in essence. So that doesn't sound like anything. It's not positive. Well, it's negative, except you get more money at the end of the day for you.
Sure, and that's the reality. As you said, the average individual doesn't understand these individuals have been liquidating for 9 calendar weeks their short positions, fearing coming losses. These are large hedge funds. They're institutional and private investors. These individuals are very savvy. They know when to purchase and they know when to sell, and that's what's taking place.
Well, they know,
unfortunately.
Right. They know the business end of it, but you don't as an investor necessarily, so you get hooked.
Yes.
So as now, as the market is stronger, and traditionally when you look back at it, this is something that I've never asked anybody before when I've talked about this, so let's see if I can put the question, phrase it properly, for us to get a good answer from you. The fact that the markets are better and stronger now, does that mean now is the time to get into things that don't dilute or go down? Tangible wealth, I think that's what somebody referred to once, as those precious metals, are things that you can actually hold on to, which some people actually prefer. So is now the time when things are good to get in there? What's the pricing on this stuff now?
Well, absolutely. Tangible assets have never seen any time in any area that they were not wanted. The more important factor is most individuals aren't educated on the fact, Doug, at least U.S. investors, of the importance of owning tangible assets. Tangible assets like gold, silver, whether they're held in personal belongings or in IRAs, many people have no idea that you can own physical precious metals in your IRA. The reason that individuals own physical precious metals, including land, etc., is because unlike paper assets, they're never going to be worth nothing, and their value is not strictly determined on is there going to be a default.
All right, so that's something that I've never heard before. That's something to underscore. They will never be worth nothing, whereas if you buy stock in certain radio companies, sooner rather than later, they're going to be worth nothing. That's, I think, an important thing. We've got a few seconds left here, so underscore what I just said, if you will, Ken.
Sure. That's correct. I mean, the issue is what we're seeing right now. Before the 2008 housing collapse, we warned individuals years in advance it was coming. The Fed said, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We're warning individuals again.
Yeah.
It's here. So, Doug, I'd like to have the opportunity to tell your listeners to give us a call at 1-800-577-3195 with any questions, and visit us on the web at goldgoliath.com. That's goldgoliath with an A.
GoGoliath.com. Ken Williams, good information. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Oh, owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey McElroy, is that your routine or performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
Shut up, Michaels. That was textbook execution. Same scores I beat you with in Oslo.
Hey, I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember Oslo. But I remember Boston. And that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
Every day we go.
Interested in self-preservation, you take off your shoes before you set foot on the Berber.
Why would we step in baby food?
He's talking about the carpet, Berber.
What are you, the rug doctor?
Maybe I am.
I'm a rug master.
What's that even mean?
Shut up and take off your shoes.
That Craig T. Nelson?
Sounds like him, doesn't it?
It does. Chuck, what do you remember about this movie, Blades of Glory?
Yeah, that was Craig T. Nelson. It's a Will Ferrell movie. You know, silly stuff.
Yeah.
If you like him, you like him. And
I
if
don't
you
like
don't,
him.
You know, so.
I don't. This was the number one movie during this week in 2007. Bo Bice doing the music here, Richie. Blades of Glory. You got one more cut?
I'm just thinking, why would Bo Bice, American Idol kind of winner, do a silly...
Laughing at him.
Because they hate him.
They laughed at Louis Armstrong when he said he was going to go to the moon. Now he's up there laughing at them.
Oh, my God.
Louis Armstrong.
All right.
Made a great living off that act, huh?
Yeah, he sure has. Okay, so that's our movie of the day. Movie music gets us into movie moments, movie news coming up. Chuck Curry joins us on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
All right, Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
It's the beginning of baseball season. I'm curious as to which of the movies that we've posted at DougStephan.com in our poll is your favorite. We've listed Field of Dreams, The Natural, Major League, Damn Yankees, Bull Durham, all of which will be prominent, I'm sure, on the cable channels this weekend. So you got one of those, or you have something else?
It would be a tie. The two top tier would be Field of Dreams and The Natural.
What a fabulous movie Field of Dreams is. They all, actually, those are all good movies. Frankly, I think they are.
I did a week-long engagement of Field of Dreams in my local theater last year.
Yeah,
it's like a religious experience watching that on the big screen with a crowd.
Sure,
it's a fantastic movie. Okay, I got the movie news.
Good.
Despite Rich McFadden's spreading negative reviews of Batman vs. Superman on the radio, the film's still doing pretty well at the box office Monday and Tuesday. Grossed $15 million Monday, $12 million Tuesday. It's made $500 million worldwide. Now, word is that Ben Affleck has written a script for a solo Batman movie, and in 2 weeks, they're going to start filming the Justice League, which is basically a sequel to Batman vs. Superman. Surprisingly to some, the studio's still going to go with director Zack Snyder full steam ahead, despite the fact that the reviews are only 29%.
I liked Ben Affleck as Batman, and I will go see a Batman movie with him. I just think that this movie was, the script was a mess.
I don't disagree with you, but like I said, I still enjoyed it, and I thought the positives more than outweighed the negatives. But I will say one thing. This is without a doubt the most polarizing big studio tentpole film I've seen in quite some time. I just want to bounce into TV news. I watched the 9th episode of The People vs. O.J. Simpson on the FX channel the other night. The last episode is next week. It's a limited series. And I would say this is one of the best pieces of television I've seen in quite some time.
Everybody's raving about it.
Yeah. I would argue that it's as good as any movie you'll see this year.
Well, you see a lot of that stuff on television. Look at all the good actors that are going over to work on TV shows.
Yeah. I mean, they thoroughly fleshed out a great script for every episode, established a great cast, and Ryan Murphy, the producer, director, writer, who does American Horror Story on the same network and also who was responsible for Glee, clearly is a high-caliber talent. Because if you haven't watched, for people who haven't watched this, download it, or when it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD, it's a great piece of television.
What do you think of the cast of Good Times, which was in the 70s, coming back trying to raise money to shoot a movie? What do you think of that?
But the question legally, can they do it? I mean, I don't think they have the rights, but I know they want to do it.
Huh. Yeah, it would be. Chuck Curry with Doug Stephan on Good Day 59 Pass.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.